This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There's some Royals props that are out there when it comes to expectations. We went through yesterday what we expect this offense to be.
Sure.
Of course, for the offense to be what you were talking about, well,
Bobby, 10th best in baseball. Bobby
Wood
Jr.
Yeah, Bobby Wood Jr. gonna have to have a huge year, obviously. You and I both think he's gonna win MVP this year. It's gonna happen. This is the year. Well, offshore, there's some total batting average numbers and home run numbers for him. Over under 300 batting average. Last year there was what? Seven players that hit over 300?
Correct.
In all baseball. Now, Bobby was one of them.
Right, he hit 336. He led all of Major League Baseball in batting
Crazy.
Average.
So the over-under's mine is 300. Sounds like an obvious over, but...
He hit 276 the year before.
But he could also hit 297 and you're upset that he missed it by a hit, you know, or two hits, whatever that would come out to be at the end of the season. The one that stood out to me out of all these player props, I don't know, I'm not going to go through every single one, but you have the list in front of you too, Cody.
I do.
Vinny Pasquantino... home run total over under 18.5. If you think he's healthy and he can make it 130 plus games, 18.5 seems low. I told you, I think he can push 20, you know, push 30 homers this year. So based on that, you know, I love the over 18.5 on Vinny.
Well, and his RBI total's only 82.5. And I'm not saying like RBI is not like a variable stat, right? That we shouldn't expect going into a year that there's a chance Vinny's numbers could move a little bit or come out of those or whatever it is. But like 82.5, he had that by like August 1st last year. And more importantly for him versus some other RBI guys is he's a sac fly guy. He's a ground ball. Like he thinks about how I'm going to get this run home, not how I'm going to hit a homer to get all these runs home. He is definitely of the old school RBI mindset. So when, and these are offshore.
Yes.
So when we can't officially bet some season.
Some of them are out there.
Some of them
you can find on FanDuel or wherever, but not all of them, right? But the Vinny one just seemed, I mean,
it
the
seems
home run.
Way too low.
Salvador
Honestly,
Perez,
if I could, I'd parlay them together. Like, I know you can't with player props a lot of times, but like, I'd feel pretty good about 82.5 RBIs and 18.5 home runs.
The Bobby Wood Jr. steals number is tricky for me.
I'm done betting that. I've been suckered into that bet too many times and I'm out.
Yeah, last year I got burned on it. He's talked about, you know, not getting, you know, caught on base, you know, doing a little bit better job with base stealing. Vern has talked to us about this. It's not so much that they don't want him to run as much. It's just that, you know, maybe it's changed with Jonathan India on the base pass more too, and how they approach it, as you said yesterday, trying to steal third more, which then gets you the double
Bobby
steal
in particular.
But his over under steals is 34.5. I'm not saying it's an unattainable number for him, but that number is a little high for me to actually go and do a season-long bet on stolen bases for Bobby Witt, asking for 35 of them. The number overall, what did he have last year? He had 31. He had 49 the year before and 30. He's capable, obviously, of getting 35.
But they don't need him to steal.
Especially if Jonathan India is on base in front of him.
And maybe stealing third base or the things in between there will somehow change his number. The problem with Bobby right now is he obviously has elite-level speed. He's one of the fastest players in all of Major League Baseball. Based on, I think, first to third time or home to whatever time, he is the fastest player in all of Major League Baseball, or sprint speed and all the stuff that's come up there. He gets caught stealing a lot. Like, more than he should. Like, so his stolen base number might very well just come down to efficiency. Like, can you be caught stealing less than you were the year before? I also think at some point, and I don't know when that point is. This is also just why I wouldn't bet it. At some point in Bobby Wood Jr.'s career, they are going to decide him on the bases if somebody puts the ball in the gap and a million other things are the things that they care more about than him stealing bases. I also think that some of those doubles he hits and when he steals thirds after are turning into home runs eventually. And he's not going to be standing on first base or standing on second base. And more of his overall hits are going to be home runs because of the exceptional power that he possesses. And so, yeah, I don't feel like crazy about that. I'll tell you one that I almost never bet for is pitcher wins.
Yeah,
other than our guy,
fluky.
Jordan Lyles. Halfway through the year.
That's fluky, man.
I don't put any skin in the game on pitcher wins.
Well, because they can pitch great, and we just now I will say this year a little bit different approach with like Lugo's is over under 11.5 wins. The bullpen being so much better, we think on paper than a year ago heading in with Estevez and Urseg and Hunter Harvey healthy and hopefully good to go. If the bullpen's better, the chance of having a great outing and getting blown by the bullpen maybe is not there the way it was a year ago. So if you think you can get 5 2/3 of an inning from Seth Lugo and he's got a 3-run lead, are you feeling better about protecting that lead this year than last year? Yeah. So maybe that's how you get there.
Let's do, you know, this is the way more fun way to do it. We're talking all these prop bets and somebody points out a bet that exists on one of the sports books where you can bet the over under 0.5. on stolen bases for Vinny Pasquantino. I thought he'd stolen two last year. Sorry for the text. I was wrong. He stole one last year, one in 2022. Says he wants to set a career. Let's put the entire show fund on over 1.5.
I'm wait for 160 game 150.
You just wait a hunt bet over the entire show fund on a half a stolen base for Vinny Pasquantino.
Half a stolen base for a reason.
You have to admit, it would be one of the most fun bets you've ever made.
Well, here's the only
problem. Every game he's standing on first, you're just wondering if this case. And the double steal for him is what you really need.
Yeah.
You need Bobby on second, stealing third, and Vinny just sneaking up for second.
It's fun, but the problem is also, it's not even a bet that you can enjoy. What I mean by that is, like, if it's like, hey, I need a home run, you know, like, it could be the most random Sunday afternoon game in August, on August 20th, and he finally just gets a double steal. They're up 12-0, and they say,
but everyone will be
whatever,
looking,
you know,
for,
like,
it for us, you know, not just
I
even
know.
Us.
I don't. You could bet it personally.
I might just do something reckless with a half a stolen base for Vinny.
That's just such an ugly bet.
I don't care. I kind of like ugly bets. Freakazoid bets. He stole his base. God, how long was it last year before he stole it? He stole his base. Game 107 last year against in a 9-2 win against Detroit.
Wow.
Swiped a bag.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.